Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, I've been asked to speak to devotees in Lithuania on the subject of establishing Ram Raja within our hearts. As Ram Navami is just coming up next week, this is a particularly salient topic. Ram Raja. Srila Prabhupada mentions this in one of his purports in the first canto of Bhagavatam, I believe. Ram Raja means the rule of Lord Rama, as was enacted in Ayodhya during the time of Lord Rama. He was the king. And there was, shortly after the independence of India from British rule in 1947, there was a lot of call among certain quarters for establishing Ram Raja. We should have governance in the way that Lord Ram previously ruled, and that has morphed through various political transmogrifications into the what we have now, the Hindutva in India and the Bharatiya Janata Party in control of the government, the central government. Although when Srila Prabhupada wrote of Ram Raja, he had something different in mind. Actually, with Ram in the center. Ram in the center means we should follow Ram's instructions. We should have a Krishna-conscious king, which means no democracy. It's a completely different outlook on life. I've been asked to speak on Ram Raja establishing within our hearts. And naturally, when we think of that, we think of remembering the pastimes of Lord Ram within our hearts. As Gauriya Vaishnavas, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our emphasis is more on Krishna, remembering Krishna. But it doesn't mean that remembering Rama is banned by any means. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Ram Navami, Ram Vijaya Mahotsav. These are the two major festivals of Rama in the annual Vaishnava calendar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed that. He had devotees who were very, among his devotees, several, his intimate devotees, several were very much attached to Lord Rama. Anupam, who was later renamed Vallabh, who was the brother of Rupa and Sanatan, he didn't have the association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Rupa and Sanatan did, because he died early. Otherwise, he would have been closely in association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. He was a great devotee of Lord Rama. Murari Gupta, the chronicler of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's early pastimes, he was a great devotee of Lord Rama. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified him with Hanuman and his house, with his place of worship, that's the replica of that is still in Mayapur, just behind Sri Chaitanya Math, where the deities of Sita, Ram, Lakshmana, and Hanuman are being worshipped right there in Mayapur, because that's what Murari Gupta was doing. So Ram worship is certainly there in Krishna worship. It's not banned from that, although the process of smaranam, remembering the Lord, for Gauriya Vaishnavas is especially centered on remembering the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan and also the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically in Navadvip. Though if we have the padatis, these systems for systematic remembrance of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they are centered on his householder pastimes in Navadvip. We do find in Chaitanya Charitamrita an instance of a devotee who was so much absorbed in remembrance of Rama's pastimes. This is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, that he didn't want to eat because he was feeling so upset that Ravana has kidnapped Sita. And there's a whole narration how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was feeling upset. The narration of how the cooking was going on late. He's saying, I'm not cooking now because Lakshman has to come back from the forest with roots and everything. Then only I can cook. So he was feeling very upset. Sita had been kidnapped, but then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later he found when he was traveling in the area in South India, he came across one temple where some brahmanas were reciting from the Kurama Purana, which states that Sita Devi, she was kidnapped by Ravana. Not really. It was just a show because Ravana cannot touch the original Lakshmi, who is Sita Devi. He just got a show. He got a replica, a facsimile, some illusory Sita, and the real Sita was protected by Agni Dev. And so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got this, he made a copy of this, and then later he showed it to that brahmana who was lamenting that how can Sita be taken away by this rascal Ravana. So that's absorption in the establishing Ram Raja within our hearts means absorption in thoughts of Lord Rama. Another not so well known anecdote of remembrance of Lord Rama is that of Kulashekhar Alva, who he was a king in South India, but he was becoming more and more and more absorbed in hearing Ramayana. And when he heard in the story of Ramayana that Ram is going to attack Lanka and the terrible ogre Ravana is there, then King Kulashekhar, he ordered his army, come, let's go, order the army, everyone, all the troops, let's go, get on your horses, get your chariots, we're all going to go and join Ram for fighting. He was so absorbed, the fact that the pastimes had taken place literally millions of years earlier, that didn't occur to him because he was in his meditation there with Lord Rama. He wanted to do what he could to join the troops and fight against Ravana. So if we can become that much absorbed in thought of Lord Rama, or, as I say, more likely, the pastimes of Krishna, that is the perfection of life, smaranam. But in the Gaudiya Vaishnava system, it's recommended emphasis on Shravan and Kirtan, that to try to remember the pastimes of Krishna, that will come when we concentrate first of all on Shravan and Kirtan. Kirtan prabhabe smarana hoibe she kale nirjana sambhav, nirjana bhajan sambhav. This Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he finishes his poem, which begins Dushtaman Tumi Kishe Vaishnav Pratishta Tare Nirjana Gare Tava Harinama Kevala Kaitav. He starts this, it's by saying, "By you rascal mind," I'm just translating, "you rascal mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? You're some kind of cheating so-called Vaishnava. To show yourself as a great Vaishnava, you're pretending to chant in some remote cottage, but actually you're just interested in the prestige of being a great Vaishnava. And your so-called chanting, it's all cheating." So he goes on throughout the poem stating what an actual Vaishnava is. And towards the end, he says, referring to the residents of Vrindavan, Prana Chetar She Hetu Prachar, because they have the actual life of devotional service, therefore they preach Krishna consciousness. And this kind of preaching, by Kirtan Prabhave, by the energy of Krishna, which is imbued in us by chanting the glories of Krishna, by preaching Krishna consciousness, then remembrance of Krishna becomes possible. Then nirjan bhajan, then quietly chanting by ourselves is possible. So all these warnings are there. I was speaking about remembering the pastimes of Ram in the forest. Actually, it's supposed to be Ram Raja, right? Ram Raja when he's in Ayodhya, he's ruling there. More practical and realistic for us who are just beginning devotees, the remembrance of Krishna may not come to our minds automatically in a flow, like a flowing river. We may sometimes remember, sometimes forget. But more practical for us is to follow the process of regulated devotional service, making a point to rise early every morning, follow the regulated principles that are given to us by Srila Prabhupada, following all the previous acharyas, to chant minimum of 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra every day. We can chant more also, and cooperate with this Sankirtan movement, the preaching movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Ram Raja means the rule of Lord Rama. How can we adopt that in our hearts, in our practical life? In our practical life, that means to follow the instructions, because he's ruling and we have to follow his instructions. And his instructions we find in Bhagavad Gita and the instructions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we can practice devotional service. Srila Prabhupada so many times in so many letters, he emphasizes again and again and again and again and again and again that we have to follow all the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master. Now, the idea of establishing Ram Raja in our heart, it's in our heart, yeah, but in our practical life also. It's not just a feeling, but we actually have to follow the instructions given, which means no meat eating, only taking Krishna prasada, not acting for sense gratification. Of course, Lord Rama, he oversaw the society in Ayodhya, which was structured according to Varnashram Dharma. So there are Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas, and renunciants also. So that is there, and some measure of regulated sense gratification is allowed for householders. For brahmanas, hardly, even for householders. But not the gross sense gratification of modern life, modern society. If we're trying to go along with the idea of enjoying ourselves in this material world, then forget Ram Raja, because Ram Raja is not about that. Ram Raja is based on devotion to Lord Rama. Devotion, devotional service. So even though there may be grihasthas and various orders of life, everyone is fully centered on Lord Rama. And the devotion, pure devotion and sense gratification, sense indulgence, they don't mix. Bhakti pareshanu bhavo virakti ranyatra. One of the definitions of devotional service to the Supreme Lord is that one lives, experiences, when one is so qualified, one directly experiences him. But a symptom of, or the prominent symptom of actually being in pure Krishna consciousness is that one automatically has no taste for anything else. So we are to cultivate that. In our heart, yes, in our heart, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Korea Aikya Arna Korea Mone Asha. We sing every day about the situation of what we are doing in our hearts. What are we doing in our hearts? We are taking the words from the lotus mouth of the Guru and making them one with our heart and not desiring anything else. So that means the Guru doesn't teach us that you indulge in all kinds of nonsense activities and sometimes chant Hare Krishna, sometimes be very spiritual, sometimes be very materialistic. The guru doesn't teach that. The guru, that's why we, when we accept a guru, we have to make the orders of the guru, the words of the guru, the teachings of the guru, one with our heart. Chite te koriya aikya. Making it one with our heart means this is surrender. What we have to do, we have to surrender to Krishna. We're making one with our heart. It may, saying like this, it may have some kind of sentimental connotation, but it's very realistic. There are specific things that we have to do in order to be Krishna conscious. It's not just some vague feeling. Specific things we have to do, like I say, rising early, regularly studying Gita and Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, regulating our lives in such a way that is favorable for cultivation of Krishna consciousness and throwing out all things which are unfavorable. So in this way, we can establish Ram Raja in our heart, the rule of Lord Ram. First of all, we have to agree to be his subjects, to be his servants, and then act under his orders. Then we can be a good citizen, we can be a good servant, good devotee. This way we can do it. Now, Ram Raja, it does, we say within our heart, but it's not just one, we say my heart, but then Ram Raja means a whole kingdom. It's not just Lord Rama and me or you. It's not a one-on-one thing. There's a whole network, a whole kingdom, and not just the humans. There are the horses and the elephants and the cows and the dogs and cats and squirrels and birds in Ayodhya. They're all devotees of Lord Rama. So it's a group effort. Ram Raja isn't done by one person. We can meditate on that within our hearts, and some devotees will be attracted to that. I must say, I'm attracted to Ram Lila. Who isn't? Unless someone's some big demon, they will be attracted to hearing about Ram Lila. It's very attractive to hear. So even though our main focus in Gaudiya Vaishnavism is on Krishna and Krishna Lila, but Ram is very attractive also. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so it means very attractive to pure-hearted people. So Ram Raja, we want to establish within our heart, but then Srila Prabhupada also gave us a great mission to establish Ram Raja practically in the world. We should take that up also. Establish in our heart, that's very nice for us, but the mission given to us by Srila Prabhupada is to make the whole world Krishna conscious and establish society in such a way that being Krishna conscious is just very natural and easy for everyone, just like it was in Ayodhya at the time of Lord Ram. It was natural for everyone to think of him because the whole life and the whole society, and it just centered on him. Everyone's a devotee. Everyone engages in his service. Ram is right there. You see him from time to time. He goes in the streets in parade. Maybe when he's going from his residence to the courthouse, the administrative courthouse, the Raj Sabha. The Raj Sabha means the place from which the administration is done. So he'll go on the street and the citizens will see him and he'll reciprocate with the citizens. We still have that at the present day, just like the Pope goes in a motorcade, of course, now with all the pandemic restrictions, that isn't going on. But before, the Pope would go in a motorcade and the streets would be lined with people. He'd go very slowly and he'd wave at the people. The Queen of England sometimes would come and then there'd be people on both sides very enthusiastically greeting her. So similarly, Lord Ram would go in his chariot, and the people, the citizens, would line up to see him regularly, daily. They'd be very happy to see him, and he would look at them, and they would look at him. Some reciprocation was there. So this ideal of society, to establish it, was a major mandate given by Srila Prabhupada to the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What was the system of governance that Lord Ramachandra presided over? Ram Raja means he was the king within the Varnashram Society. So it's a major mandate of Srila Prabhupada is to for his followers is to re-establish Varnashram in a systematic way in human society. So remembering Rama, as Ram Navami is just coming up, Ram Navami, we can also remember, apart from establishing Ram in our hearts, we have a very big job to do outside our hearts, practically in the world, which means we have to cooperate together to establish Varnashram society, and ultimately, ideally, there will be ideal. First of all, Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish brahmanas. He gave brahman initiation to his followers. The idea was not simply to put a thread on their shoulders, but the idea was that they would actually develop the qualities of brahmanas. Shamo dhammatapasho cham kshantir arjavam evacha. Jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. They would actually be decorated, their personalities would be such that it was observable that they were peaceful, self-controlled, clean, austere, tolerant. Tolerant doesn't mean tolerant of nonsense, it means tolerant of pains and disturbances, dualities, straightforward in their behavior. That means their inside and their outside is the same. They're not duplicitous or trying to exploit others. Knowledgeable in Vedic knowledge, wise, knowing how to advise others. Srila Prabhupada wanted his plan for establishing Varnashram society was first of all to make a class of real brahmanas who were learned in Vedic Shastra, who lived a life of detachment from this world, and at the same time, not detachment in the sense of just going away from everything, but living within the world for the sake of uplifting it. And then Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish brahmanas, and then he wanted that there would be Varnashram communities, rural communities, demonstrating the principles of Varnashram Dharma microcosmically to set an example for all of human society, how people can live even today very peacefully and very happily with Krishna in the center of their lives, and very simply. Modern society is too complex in every way, has completely lost the goal of life. Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish communities based on the principles of simple living, high thinking, depending on the land, the cows, and Krishna. Cow protection, an essential part of that. So this is what devotees should be doing, one of the major things they should be doing everywhere, establishing such communities. And then from there we can go on to training up through the generations Children are trained in Krishna consciousness, so they can also remain in the Varnashram communities. They can also become ideal Brahmanas or Kshatriyas or Vaishyas or Shudras. In one sense, it doesn't matter which Varna we belong to, as long as everyone is centered on Krishna. Swakarmana tam abhyacha siddhing vindati manavaha. Whatever one's role in human society, everyone can achieve the supreme perfection by performing their prescribed duty and at the same time worshipping Krishna. So I'm personally overseeing a few such communities here in India and want to do it all over the world. And devotees are living very happily on such communities. They've left city life. Previously, everyone said, it's not possible. No, you can't do it. But they're doing it. They've left the cities and they're living on the farms. Now it's the hot season in India. You can't imagine in Lithuania how it can be so hot at this time of year, especially. It's not even the summer in Lithuania, but it's very hot here in India at the present time. But devotees are living on the farms deliberately without electricity, just to keep things simple. You may say, well, that's not possible. How can we? But people live like that for generations, so many generations, people live without electricity. It does require some extra hardship in some ways, but it's very conducive for Krishna consciousness, because then you don't have electric lights. Naturally, you go to sleep early. Naturally, you rise early. And then if you have electricity, then you have a desire for so many different gadgets and this and that, and then your attention gets diverted. Keep everything as simple as possible. And all the devotees, they become very happy by daily gathering, twice a day, minimum, for kirtan together. So this is the unifying principle. How can we establish Ram Raja in Lithuania or anywhere else in the world in the 21st century? It sounds like some kind of phantasmagoria. But it is possible by Sankirtan. Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names, establishes, attracts the mercy of Krishna, and then everything can follow from that. And then, as was Srila Prabhupada's plan, the purification that comes about from mass Sankirtan, and then personalities will come forward who are suitable for guiding society, who are suitable as actual kshatriyas. So it's a great challenge, no doubt. It's a great challenge, but I request devotees in Lithuania and everywhere else in the world to take it up seriously and discuss among ourselves locally how we can establish such projects, and don't just discuss, we can go ahead and do it. Now, I do advise, out of some experience, before starting any such project, all the different factors have to be considered very carefully, because it's not such an easy thing. There are many factors to be considered. First, we have to convince the devotees that this is what they should be doing for the sake of their own Krishna consciousness and for that of their children, living together with devotees. And when they're convinced, then they'll come. And we have to go on preaching to the devotees so that they become enthused to do this. There are many considerations, legal considerations, interacting with the outside world, what are the laws of the state. Education is that's a touchy point, because most countries in the world, they require parents to send their children to government-approved schools with their government-approved syllabi. So that's a tough one in the Western world, especially. Here in India, we have our own schools that the devotees run. We have Gurukuls. So there are many considerations. And another thing is just getting the land in the first place. We want to live on the land means we need to have land, and that can be quite expensive. But in Lithuania, compared to many other parts of Europe, as far as I understand, the land is quite cheap. So it's possible to get land there. And then ultimately, you discuss. We have to go there and do it. And you can say it's a risk, yeah, but it's also a risk not doing it. Because if we don't do it, well, as a society, if we don't do it, then especially the leaders are remiss, because especially the leaders are supposed to give the leadership in following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And if we try to practice Krishna consciousness while remaining largely mixed up with materialistic society, it is possible for those who are very strong, but most devotees are not very strong. And that's why when we come together, that helps to give us strength. Sange Shakti Kalo Yuge. In Kali Yuga, strength comes from association. Previously, in other yugas, especially the yogis, they would go away from the cities and individually they would do their meditation. But in Kali Yuga, strength comes from association. When devotees come together, they help each other in Krishna consciousness. So Ayodhya is a city. It's not the forest where Ram was banished to the forest. Ayodhya is a city that Ram was ruling over. So farm communities, and eventually there can be towns and cities in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada wanted Mayapur city to be designed on Varnashram lines, a small city, maximum population 50,000. This was Srila Prabhupada's idea for Mayapur. And the idea was that people could come from all over the world to see how people can live city life. And surrounding, there'll be agricultural communities which economically interact with the city. And in this way, there's mutual dependence. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that people can come from all over the world to Mayapur to see a model of Krishna consciousness. And they have 50,000 people, there has to be some method of governance. So the method of governance that Srila Prabhupada wanted to demonstrate is Varnashram. So then Srila Prabhupada's idea, people would come from all over the world to see that, and so they could replicate that in their own countries. So you can do it. If we take strength, if we have that much faith in Srila Prabhupada's instructions, we can at least start to move toward that, or at least start to discuss that. It's a very good time of year. Any time of year is good, but especially as we're remembering Lord Ram, and we're thinking about Ram Raja, but why only within our hearts? I've been asked to speak on establishing Ram Raja within our hearts, but why only within our hearts? Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish it practically, realistically, in human society for the benefit of everyone. Everyone can take advantage and advance on the path of Krishna consciousness. So I request the devotees to seriously consider this. Like I say, the way forward may not be very easy, but it can be done. Just like for Srila Prabhupada to go to the West and establish Krishna consciousness in any way, shape, or form, it wasn't very easy. He didn't know exactly how it was going to unfold. He had to take it step by step. He didn't imagine that there were any people such as hippies, let alone that he would be living among them, and people from such backgrounds would form the vast number of his disciples. He didn't envisage that, but that's what Krishna sent, and he adjusted to that situation, and he was successful because he had great faith in the orders of his spiritual master. So at the present time, when we think of establishing Varnashram society, it seems as elusive and intangible and maybe impossible as it must have seemed to everyone else before Srila Prabhupada went to the West and actually brought people to Krishna consciousness. In fact, many of Srila Prabhupada's contemporaries, they tried to discourage Srila Prabhupada from going, saying that's an impossible mission, what are you going to do? And even when he brought disciples back to India, many people even doubted. They thought, well, it's just some temporary fad that these people are going through. They're not going to stick with it. They couldn't believe that Westerners were seriously taking to Krishna consciousness. It was just such, it seemed such an impossible thing. But Srila Prabhupada managed to do it by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of his gurus, because he had full faith in their order. So really, it's time to take the Krishna conscious movement to the next phase. It's long overdue. Srila Prabhupada wanted it doing immediately. It's long overdue that we start to establish Varnashram communities, at least in microcosm. Srila Prabhupada wanted Varnashram colleges in every ISKCON center. He was very, very serious about this. So, yes, establishing Ram Raja within our heart means to take very seriously the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our own personal lives, follow all the rules and regulations of devotional service, praying to Krishna, that you reveal yourself to me. But then also we have to, not just individually within our hearts, but come together collectively and try to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's dream of establishing Krishna consciousness very solidly within the world, giving guidance to the people of the world, not that just that the Hare Krishna movement is some small, unusual alternative religion or cult, but that Krishna consciousness has the answers to the problems of the world, and we can give practical guidance on how to address the issues facing modern society and solve them according to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. These are the desires of Srila Prabhupada, who very kindly introduced us to Krishna, Rama, the holy names, Gita, Bhagavatam, Ramayana. He introduced us to all these things, and he asked us to establish within the world Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the whole human society. Lord Rama is the king, but he's not just acting as a voluptuous enjoyer of this world, but he's acting, the duty of the king is to act for the welfare of the citizens. So those of us who are fortunate to take to Krishna consciousness, we should also think of the welfare of the whole human society. How can they be benefited? For that we have to go out in public on Sankirtan, distribute books. There are restrictions now due to the lockdowns and so on and the pandemics, but as far as possible, we should continue with that. And the pandemic and all the restrictions, that should also give us more impetus to consider the instructions of Srila Prabhupada to move away from the cities, householders, to move away from the cities and establish rural Krishna-conscious communities. So this is what I have to say. Establish Ram Raja within our hearts and outside our hearts also. Outside our hearts in such a way that the whole human society can be one in heart with Lord Rama, Lord Krishna, in the center. everything is possible by Krishna's mercy, which is invoked by congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. Namo namaha. Dante nidhaya trunakam padaya nipatya kritva chaka kushatame tadaham bravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad. Gauranga chandra charane kuruta nuragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tatava. Nanu mukaro navayang vicharayamaha. Hari rasa madira madati matta. Bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.